Vítejte u podcastu Anglicky s kudrnatou holkou. Já se jmenuji Pavlína a budu si to povídat s rodilými mluvčími z celého anglicky mluvícího světa o různých zajímavých tématech. Díky moc, že jste si tenhle kanál naladili a můžeme začít. Everybody, and welcome to today's episode. Here with me today is my dear friend Joe Heckman, who comes from Milton Keynes.
Hello.
Which is a town in Buckinghamshire. I googled this, Joe. So,
oh wow,
it's about 80 kilometers northwest of London, or I should probably say 50 miles. Is it 50 miles? So that you understand?
Yeah. I mean, that's more geography than I know in the area. So,
but would you understand if I say 80 kilometers?
Roughly. Like when I spent a year in Canada and did like a, so whenever I'd hear people say 100 kilometers an hour, I'd be like, oh, okay, right, that's roughly 60. I'd sort of judge it. So you can kind of judge it if you know a little bit of both.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, but today we will be speaking about an amazing topic, I think, and that is stereotypes about British people. And well, you are British, your parents are British, your grandparents are British, so you're fully British, yeah. Heart and soul.
Yeah. To my knowledge, anyway.
Well, yes, that's true. Well, but what I wanted to say, yes, so like a stereotype, I think, can be defined as a common belief about certain group of people that is usually very overgeneralized or simplified, but is sometimes quite funny. So I thought it would be quite cool to have you here with us. And I mean, there are quite a few going around about British people that have built up, you know, I'm going to tell you those, and you're just going to tell me if you think they're true just a tiny bit, or like complete nonsense.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's start. British people have a very particular sense of humor.
Yes, I very much agree with that. Yeah. It there's this, you know, there's the big thing of the British humor. It's very dry, very quite, quite dry and quite deadpan. And also quite awkward as well. I think we all enjoy like a good sort of cringe at, you know, for example, like David Brent or, you know, someone, a character like that. But I think it's, yeah, for sure, it is very true. And we're very protective of it as well.
I think it's also quite dark. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it's very nihilistic and self-deprecating, especially because we're very self-deprecating people. You know, we don't really handle compliments very well. So I think rather than laughing with a character, you kind of feel like you have to laugh at a character, and you have to kind of like think, oh God, what an awful situation they've gotten themselves into, you know.
But you kind of love it.
Yeah, because we see ourselves in that. We identify with the embarrassment and the kind of awkwardness, because yeah, we're very awkward. We're very like quite closed. We don't like a lot of we're very self-deprecating. So I think it's very much a case of you're thinking, oh my God, I've been there. I know what this is like. This is horrible.
Yeah. Okay, so next one. British people love football.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I'm not particularly a fan, but I have found, though, when I was a kid, I used to think that everyone loved football and it was just a universal thing. And I thought it was literally only me who didn't like football. But now I've grown up and everything, I've seen that there are more people who just aren't really fans, really. But it is still a massive part of culture, I think. It is a big, you know, thing that we can rally behind, really.
I mean, I know nothing about football, and I could still tell you probably maybe like five English teams.
Yeah. Go on then.
Okay, so is it Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea.
Chelsea, do you know the goalkeeper?
No.
He's a very famous Czech, Petr Cech. His name is actually Czech, like Czech.
Yeah.
In Czech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then I know Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal.
Then I would know.
There's a couple for Manchester
United.
Yeah,
that's David Beckham, right? And then City, Manchester City.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
I think I'm done.
Well, I think that's two more than I could at least name anyway.
Okay, good. Okay, then British people love to drink, and I mean alcohol, I should probably add.
Yes, yeah, that's, again, that's very true. We do love to binge. I'm not sure like how, if you guys have it in check, but we pre-drinking, it's definitely a thing in America and England anyway, like pre-drinking. Before you go out, you get together, you just have a few drinks and get drunk so you don't have to spend a lot of money when you're out.
I think it's because it's so expensive to get drunk in London, for example, so you just like get drunk ahead.
Yeah.
So that
I mean, do you guys do that?
Not really, because it's quite like cheap to get drunk in the Czech Republic. Like, you know, yeah. You pay one beer would be like £1.
Good Lord.
You should come when the situation obviously in the world is a bit better. So British people love their pubs.
Yeah, that's another very true one. It's a kind of big part of our culture of having like the pub, the kind of big, it's our social group. It's like there's so many things can be done with the pub, I think, because it's so vague. You know, you can have all sorts, like you can have things like pool, you can have quiz nights, you know, it's, you can have DJs come. So it's so versatile, but it's so like universal, I think, for us anyway. It's just kind of woven in. We've got one in my village that's definitely very stereotypical pub, like what you'd see in a movie, in like an American movie. You know, it's not very welcoming place. Like you sort of walk in, it stinks of cigarettes, and like there's usually about three old men in there just sitting on their own, separated. One's got a massive sailor's beard or something. You know, missing a few teeth. So like that, so sometimes me and my friend have gone in and we thought, oh god, right, this is literally all we have in our village.
Okay, next one. So British people love to complain.
I certainly love to complain. I think that's, everyone really loves to complain. Everyone sort of loves to have a good vent, I think. But no, I'm not sure. I mean, I've not particularly noticed that's something British people do. I guess it's just because I do it all the time. I assume that everyone else loves to.
Do you complain to yourself or like to other people? Or are you just like that type that would just like go and talk to yourself being like, oh, damn, blah, blah?
Yeah, a bit of both. Bit of both, really. I'll mainly be complaining to other people, which I feel bad for, like all the time. I'll just be like, oh, another bad day or something. and they'll just be like, oh yeah, another bad day. But no, I think that's something that more everyone does, really, or it's more of an individual's thing. But I mean, there could be that stereotype. It could be a real thing. I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, next one. This one is like an obvious one I had to use. British people love to drink tea.
Yes. again, it's such a big part of our culture. It's such a big sort of thing of like, it was one of our biggest sort of industries, but then it's also a very relaxing thing. It's like, you can, I've said this to people, like you can say so much to someone by just saying, do you want a cup of tea? There's something just very British and very loving about it. It's very sweet. It's like, do you want a cup of tea? It's like, I can see that you've had a bad day. I love you. I want to make you feel better. Here's a nice little gesture, you know.
And what's your favorite type? Like, how do you drink it?
I don't drink a lot of tea or hot drinks in general. I'm quite weird like that. I don't drink tea or coffee or like hot chocolate, but I do drink tea occasionally. Probably just like a normal breakfast tea, a little bit of milk, a lot of sugar.
So a dash of milk. I was very... like I just didn't know what to do, because in my first job in London I had to cater people, and they would be like, oh, I want a builder's tea, and I was like, what is that? Or they would be like, just a dash of milk, and I was like, what's a dash of milk like? And then they told me that like I'm really bad at doing like at preparing tea, so I was just like, okay.
Well, I remember you told me that I did a bad tea as well.
Oh, really? Did I?
Yeah, you did. Or tea or coffee or something. I think it was a coffee. I was trying to show my worth or something, or try and be good in the office. And I'd say, oh, do you want a cup of tea, Pav? Or I'd go around doing coffees, and you would say, Joe, I remember it so clearly. You're like, Joe, I love you, but you don't don't worry about making teas because they're not that good.
Oh god, yeah, I should say that we work together in this like catering job.
Yeah.
So, oh god, oh wow. Well,
I've since
you're telling me only just now, like, you know, years later.
You said it. But no, it's fine. Like I realized, yeah, I am useless at it. I if I drank it, I think I'd, you know, get a bit more practice in, but
okay, next one. It always rains in Britain.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate one. I mean, it rains for longer in the year, I think. And we have quite odd summers.
But it doesn't always rain.
Yeah, it doesn't always rain. Like this summer we had a particularly hot kind of summer period, but yeah, I think it just rains generally more in, you know, in the other months, you know. So for example, summer, it'll be fine. It'll either be like torrential rain or really hot. Whereas like most of the other year, it'll be kind of cold weather or leading into cold weather. But yeah, like springtime, we get quite a lot of nice weather, you know. But I think it's just that there's that stereotype of the grey, cloudy weather. But yeah, it is definitely a truth. It does rain here a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so next one. Everyone always talks about weather.
Yeah, that for sure is true. I've thought about this a lot actually recently. You know, I've tried to spark up conversations with people, but then you're trying to think of something, and then literally all you can think about, you're just kind of looking around, looking for things, and then you see, outside, it's cloudy. Oh, it's so weird. So weird to be cloudy. The weather's really, really odd at the moment. Yeah, really odd. But no, it is definitely it's like a crutch to fall back on, like if there's nothing to speak about, because again, we're very awkward. We're very like, we don't know how to approach things a lot of the time. Like we don't know how to kind of, when we're just thrown in the deep end of a conversation, we think, you know, so you kind of have to try and come in there with something prepared. So it's always the weather, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So next one, British cuisine is not something that can be defined as, well, how to put it in a nice way, like sophisticated.
No, it's not. It really isn't. We have some horrendous things. Like my flatmate's Australian and she's heard some of the things that we eat. And she's like, wow, really? You know, like chip butties. Are you familiar with a chip butty?
Mm-mm, nope.
So a chip butty is basically a chip sandwich. So, but it's chips as it, like French fries. So, but
yeah,
not French fries, like thick chips with a bit of ketchup and butter in a sandwich.
Oh, wow. That's shocking.
Yeah, so that's one thing. What else do we do? We deep fry Mars bars as well. That's a Scottish thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they deep fry a lot of things.
Deep fried sausages.
Yeah, that's really nice though. It sounds, that's the thing. It's not very sophisticated, but it sounds horrible, but it is delicious. But it's very, very fatty and very filling though.
Okay.
Deep fried sausages, so good.
I think I'm going to pass, but thank you.
Next time you're in England, go to like a really nice chip shop and ask for a deep fried banger. Banger is, if you didn't know, banger is slang for a sausage.
Okay. Okay, next one. British people only speak English.
Yeah, this is an unfortunate one. I think a lot of people do just tend to forget their manners a bit when they go into another country, you know, in that they, you know, it's just a bit of laziness. Like you do get some people though, who do speak other languages and stuff and do try. I try whenever I go like to France or something. I think French is the only language that, it's the closest language I think we speak, because obviously we're very close neighbors and everything. So a lot of English people, I think, speak French or speak a little bit of French, but generally I think that's true that people don't really make much of an effort, which is quite sad. And it's quite ignorant, I think.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, in my point of view at least, it's a tiny bit understandable because you speak the language that we all have to study. So, you know, for us, like, you know, I speak Czech and like I do have to study a different language. It's just if I want to travel or, you know, work someplace else, whereas you can just like go with your mother tongue, and it's fine.
Yeah, I think it stems from like an arrogance, really, from British people that because so many other countries speak it as sometimes even as a first language, it's kind of, oh, okay, I don't have to speak this foreign tongue. You know, it's quite a sad one. I think that because we're not really taught it as much in school, like we can opt out of it. I only learned, I think, 2 years of French and 1 year of German and Spanish.
So you could choose between or German or
well the Spanish. The way we did it, we had a subject in school, modern foreign languages, and we would we'd sort of each term we'd have a different language. So for the first time we had French, but we did that for like the longest time. We had that, I think we did that for 2 years, and then 1 year we just had two terms with one term doing Spanish, one term doing German. And then after a certain age, you can just opt out of it, and you can either choose to do it for your exams, or you can just drop it completely and never have to do it again.
Okay, so you're not very, you're like not very challenged in that sense.
Yeah, I think because of that fact, because of like so many other countries do speak it as a first language or are trained, taught, taught it from a very young age, I think. Like how young do you start in Czech?
So I was in fourth grade, which is like elementary school. So I must have been like 10, I think. And that's when you start. And then obviously you go on until university, really.
Oh, do you study all the way through?
Yeah, English. But then I went to like specific Spanish high school. So I did all my subjects in Spanish, but that's a bit different. Oh, that's like a different thing.
Okay.
So, but we still had English as like, you know, at least I would say 3 hours a week.
Oh, wow. 3 hours. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's no kind of hard teaching in the UK, which I think is the reason because, you know, we only did 1, I think 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week or something. And then you can drop it as soon as you want. You know, we start later, we end sooner, you know.
Yeah.
But some people do choose to do it. And there are a few, like, for example, my cousin is currently living in France. She knows, I think, you know, she's so fluent. She has no problem with it, you know. So there are a few people who do learn languages. But I think in general, yeah, I think that's right, that a lot of people, British people, don't bother to learn the language or even try and communicate in another foreign language, which is quite sad.
Okay, well, thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay, next one. British men wear top hats, plaid coats, have folded newspapers, an umbrella under the arm, and smoke cigars.
Yeah, all of us do that.
You specifically?
Yes, yeah. I mean, can't you see my top hat? I think I like to dress up a little bit, but it's top hats are gone. I don't think I've ever seen anyone wearing a top hat unless they were in costume. I think we dress kind of normally how everyone else dresses, really. The norm, I think, that I've seen anyway in the more recent years is gone backwards, I think. I think a lot of guys will wear like snapbacks and tracksuits, and which is fine, you know. But yeah, no more top hats.
I mean, I think this is like obviously coming from like Sherlock Holmes and Winston Churchill and
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good look, to be honest.
Yeah. Next one. British people love to queue for anything.
I think, you know, we don't really love it, but we do, but we are very polite in queues. We will just like wait our turn and very politely, you know, but even sometimes like if someone pushes in front of us, we won't say anything. We'll just be like, oh, and then that'll be it. That'll be, I think, the angriest you'll see a British person in public if you ever see him go, oh.
And last one. British people live in small brick houses like we see in the movies like The Holiday or Harry Potter.
Oh, as wonderful as that would be. Unfortunately, no.
You don't.
No, we don't. We don't all live in castles either.
But I mean, there are many like brick houses in England.
Yeah. I think that comes from, I think, the aesthetic of like the little village, you know, and the very nice little towns that you can get, which there are a lot of them out there, but they're more in the countryside. And I think like cityscapes, you know, it's not so much prevalent anymore, but you'd have to go out in the country to kind of see those kind of nice little brick cottages and everything. But there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we have things that we like model villages. Have you ever heard of those?
Nope.
So model villages, so they'll be like villages that are in the country. They're very much the stereotypical British thing of lovely, like people, like farmers wearing tweed jackets and going out shooting pheasants and, you know, eating tea, mm-hmm. teas and cakes and everything. And they're very kind of like nice, idyllic countryside cottages. Like, have you ever seen the movie Hot Fuzz? You know, if anyone listening has ever seen Hot Fuzz, like, that's a very stereotypical British village, you know. But it's a very funny movie.
But is it like a tourist attraction, or you like people actually live there?
So people live there. But it's okay. But it'll get a lot of tourist attention. So a lot of the time we get like they'll have their own kind of big economies because tourists will want to come and see this very British nice little town.
So that's all I have. So, well, Joe, thank you so much. Like, this has been very educational.
No problems, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much, and thank you to everyone who's listened to this episode as well, and I hope to see you next week. Bye.